Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. One of the first voter fraud cases Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach filed after being given prosecutorial authority has been dismissed days before it was scheduled to go to trial. The Kansas City Star reports the charge against Olathe resident Betty Gadke was dropped on Friday. A jury trial was slated to begin today. A Kansas lawmaker says some state courts have failed to comply with the 2014 state law on public requests for probable cause statements. Republican Representative John Rubin of Shawnee tells the Lawrence Journal-World when he introduced the bill, Kansas was the only state that sealed all probable cause affidavits supporting arrests and warrants. A former University of Kansas running back who had been missing for a week has been found dead. Maurice County Sheriff Chris Heitman said that 24-year-old Brandon Bourbon's body was found Friday about 80 miles west of his hometown of Pelosi. He says Bourbon committed suicide but didn't provide any additional details. I'm Stephanie Austin.
The 4,000 ASE certified technicians of Firestone Complete Auto Care prove a tool's only as good as the hands behind it. Firestone Complete Auto Care is now pouring Quaker State Advanced Durability Motor Oil. Stop in today and get a standard oil change for only $19.99. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid April 1st through April 30th. Most vehicles. Install new filter and refill up to 5 quarts Quaker State Motor Oil. An additional fee of up to $2.99 may be added for oil filter recycling. See store or driveforfirestone.com for full details.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Amtrak is suing a Cimarron cattle company for damaging railroad tracks that it said led to a train derailment in March that hurt 28 people. Court documents show that Amtrak is alleging that Cimarron Crossing Feeders employees left a feed truck unattended, out of gear, and without the brakes on. It said that the truck rolled downhill and hit the track, causing damage that resulted in a displacement of the railroad tracks of over 1 foot. Amtrak is accusing the employees of removing the truck from the track area without telling anyone about the damage the truck caused to the tracks. A Kansas City, Missouri man faces sentencing later this month after pleading no contest to charges linked to a man's shooting death and the wounding of the victim's father. 26-year-old Antonio McGee entered the plea in Kansas Wyandotte County to counts of second-degree murder and felony aggravated battery. The judge then found McGee guilty on both counts. For Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Technology's supposed to be easy, but what happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
Redistricting reform legislation cleared its second stage floor hurdle without any opposition in the Nebraska unicameral last week, although a Gretna Senator, John Moran, took the opportunity to drop a time capsule into the legislative record. The chief sponsor of the bill said he wants the architects of congressional redistricting in 2021 to approach their task without any presumption that Sarpy County needs to be divided in order to help achieve population parity between metropolitan Omaha's 2nd District and eastern Nebraska's 1st District, which includes Lincoln. Those who redistrict after the 2020 U.S. Census should not automatically enter the process, assuming Sarpy County is the cutting board, he said. The redistricting reform bill would create an independent citizens commission to draw maps defining a number of governing districts, including congressional and legislative districts, and then submit those recommendations to the legislature for approval or disapproval. Children applauded when the governor signed a bill last week that will offer more substantive information on kids born with Down syndrome. The bill will require information be provided by the Department of Health and Human Services to doctors who order a screening or diagnostic test to detect Down syndrome, with results indicating the presence or likelihood of the syndrome. The legislature last week marched toward a likely showdown with the governor in the fading days of a 2016 session. Senators gave second stage approval to a bill that would allow young undocumented immigrants who have been granted legal presence in the United States to acquire professional and occupational licenses to work in Nebraska. And the U.S. Senate is considering legislation to update Federal Aviation Administration laws. Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska says it would strengthen funding for Nebraska's rural and small community airports.
At the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort, we're committed to providing the best possible family care for you and your loved ones close to home. Our network of professionals provides wellness services, preventive care, and exceptional treatment. At the Life Care Fitness Center, we'll help you get moving. We're experts in helping you find a personal fitness program that fits you, your interests, your lifestyle, and your schedule. It's easy to see why so many patients trust their family's health care to the best. The family medicine experts at the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Beatty Farmers Union Co-op stockholders Thursday night approved a merger with Farmers Cooperative Dorchester. 78% voted in favor of the merger, which is to take effect September 1st. An earlier vote failed to yield a two-thirds majority required for the merger. The boards of both cooperatives had agreed to the effort. Beatty locations affected will include Beatty, Frankfort, Blue Rapids, Waterville, Marietta, and Summerfield. Farmers Cooperative, based in Dorchester, serves 50 locations. They had previously merged with the Southeast Nebraska Cooperative, acquiring facilities at Hanover, Herkimer, Bremen, and Marysville. Farmers Cooperative is constructing a grain terminal facility at Frankfort. More Americans are living longer, being diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. Program Knowing the 10 Signs of Alzheimer's will be presented by the River Valley Extension District in April in Belleville, Concordia, Washington, and Clay Center. Program will explore what Alzheimer's disease is and the 10 warning steps to be aware. Anyone interested is welcome to attend April 12th at 2 p.m. in Belleville at the Extension Spring Tea at the Library, April 13th, 10 a.m. in Concordia at the Extension Spring Tea in the Courthouse Basement Meeting Room. The Alzheimer's program in Washington will be Thursday, April 14th at 10 a.m. in the basement of the Courthouse at the Extension Office, and again April 14th at 2 p.m. at the Clay Center Extension Office. Volunteers are being coordinated for the orchestra on the Oregon Trail. Marshall County Arts Cooperative is seeking people to park cars, direct traffic, bus tables, sell concessions, and more. Plans are underway for the event Sunday, September 4th, to be held at Alcove Springs near Blue Rapids. Barb Buck of Hanover is in charge of coordinating volunteers. Anyone interested is asked to contact Buck at 785-337-2562. Fundraising efforts are underway for the orchestra and the Oregon Trail. Dr. Kenneth and Zita Dunzing of Blue Rapids are coordinating the fundraising effort. Anyone interested in supporting the event financially is asked to contact Dr. Kenneth or Zita Dunsing. Cheyenne S. Kellogg, age 22, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Monday from 2 until 8. Family will see friends Monday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Cheyenne Kellogg. Mildred A. Peters, age 97, of Lynn, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 4 until 7. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Mildred Peters. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu, chicken cordon bleu, cheesy potato, carrots, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, tossed salad, and mixed fruit. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville High Golf Team at Sabetha this afternoon. JV Golf at Clay Center. Marysville Boys Tennis Team will host a match. KNDY News, time is 7:15.
The Marshall County Arts Cooperative is pleased to announce a writing workshop.
Hi, I'm Janet Sunderland, and I'd like to invite you to a workshop on saving grandpa's stories and grandma's too at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art on April the 16th. It's going to be a full-day workshop. Instruction in the morning, lunch at noon, and writing or speaking practice in the afternoon.
There is a registration fee of $10, and the workshop is limited to 20 participants. To register, please call Sharon at 562-6825 by April 13th.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll see some gradually decreasing cloud cover across the area for today as a frontal boundary continues to work its way further on off to the southeast. Those temperatures a bit on the cool side for today, only working up into the upper part of the 50s by this afternoon, and even cold enough for some freezing conditions for tonight, expecting upper 20s for those overnight low temperatures. We're back to highs in the low 60s by Tuesday, then a warming trend for Wednesday and into the latter part of the work week, with 70s looking quite common for those high temperatures later into the week. Taking a closer look at your forecast for today, decreasing cloud cover with high temperatures reaching the upper 50s. Left north winds breezy at times. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies with widespread freezing conditions, those lows in the upper 20s. Back to the sunshine for your Tuesday, a high of 61. And looking ahead to the day on Wednesday in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-April, 65. The average low, 41. Sunset this evening, 7:56. Sunrise in the morning at 6:50. 38 degrees in Marysville this morning. Any shower activity south of I-70 will likely not impact our listening area. A light north wind, barometer 30.9 inches, and the relative humidity at 54%. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 11th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
To be a small, simple wedding.
Just the family and a few close friends.
Well, 8 bridesmaids later,
25 cases of champagne,
and a truck full of flowers.
The groom is missing and the bride wants to burn the guest list.
Your presence is requested when Marysville Area Community Theater presents Father of the Bride, a 3-act play by Carol Frank and Edward Streeter. Father of the Bride will be at the Waterville Opera House April 15th and 16th at 7:30 and April 17th at 2. Reservations are not required and tickets are available at the door. There's also an opportunity to donate to the Opera House Renovation Project and the Marysville High School Drama Club.
So let me get this straight. U.S. Cellular is offering 6 gigs of data on the network that gives you coverage in the middle of anywhere. All for only $40 a month. Now, why would you ever go with one of those other guys? Switch to U.S. Cellular now and stop missing out. U.S. Cellular, a better value than Verizon and AT&T. Period.
Requires new agreement, shared connect plan, and activation fee up to $40. Other fees and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Sells You More has all of the devices that keep you and your family connected no matter where you are. Sells You More, your U.S. Cellular authorized agent with locations in Junction City and Marysville. There's sure to be one near you.
From CSS Sells You More.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A federal judge has dismissed lawsuit by Syngenta against exporters that handled shipments of corn containing the biotech trait MIR162. A U.S. District Court judge dismissed the counterclaims last week against ADM, Cargill, and Rail Transfer. Syngenta's claims that the grain handlers were also at fault for allowing the Viptera corn, which included the biotech trait, to enter Chinese markets before approval of the trait by China. The judge says federal regulations already govern handling and inspection of U.S. grain. Meanwhile, the lawsuit by farmers against Syngenta will continue. Some farmers seeking damages for financial losses that the farmers claim they suffered when the company marketed Viptera corn before the Chinese approval. The producers claim the rejection of corn exports, including the trait, interrupted trade and lowered commodity prices, costing them an estimated $3 billion. Well, more than half of U.S. adults polled in a recent Pew study indicated they view trade agreements between the U.S. and other countries positively. U.S. Grains Council says the study results are good news for agriculture, which relies on global sales to help promote profitability. The Pew study found that 51% of adults, including in the poll, thought the trade agreements were positive for the U.S. Now, since the end of World War II, the U.S. has negotiated an agreement with 20 countries, which is an important but small collection when compared to the more than 260 trade agreements in place around the world, according to the Grains Council. And USDA's Ag Marketing Service recently released a proposal to amend organic livestock and poultry production requirements. USDA proposing the changes to ensure consistent application of the USDA organic regulations. Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Here's the latest ag news from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning.
Thanks to revolutionary crop inputs engineered to deliver better nutrition and better yield, more options now exist to maximize a crop's potential and get farmers more bushels in the bin. Dr. Dan Lichtfeld, a PhD certified crop advisor, has the explanation.
Farmers today need to ensure their nutrients are applied at the most efficient way possible, and there's a lot of new technologies and nutrient management available for them to do that. Advances in crop health chemistry, nutritionals, there's micronutrients now, seed treatments, inoculants, biologicals, and all these things are focused on building stronger plants, which ultimately will help us to reach a greater yield potential.
Profit margins for farmers are tight, he adds, so protecting a fertilizer investment is critical. Taking a look at soil temperatures across the region here Monday morning, as of 7 a.m., 4-inch soil temperatures, Nebraska, the southern tier of counties running at 45, 46, and 47 degrees. The northern tier of counties cooled back down to 40, 41, and 42 degrees. And we'll probably see some cooler temperatures tomorrow morning in Kansas as well. The southeastern one-third of the state running easily in the upper 50s. The northwestern two-thirds of Kansas is still in the upper 40s and low 50s. The panhandle of Oklahoma, mid-50s, and the northern tier of counties all across Oklahoma, early morning soil temperatures in the mid-50s. Now, keep in mind, there is a frost advisory for large chunks of south-central and south-eastern Kansas for tomorrow morning, and there is a freeze advisory for north-central and sections of northeast Kansas for tomorrow morning as well. So we may be looking at some slightly cooler soil temperatures as we get around to tomorrow morning. Ag News Soil Temperature Report from Mid-America Ag Network.
New trailers, used trailers, and rental trailers. They're waiting for you at S&S Trailers in Ness City, Kansas. Now's the time to reserve your grain trailer for wheat harvest. Call them today for Mauer and Tempty grain trailers from 24 to 42 foot, single and double axle. A big wheat harvest means it could be short supply on trailers. If you're hauling heavy loads, S&S Trailer sells BWS easy-to-load detachable trailers. It's the only way to haul heavy loads. S&S Trailers, Ness City, Kansas. Call today, 785-798-3666.
Abilene Machine understands the unique challenges you face. To be successful in farming, you must overcome tough obstacles, and so must your parts. Abilene Machine's Farm Tough trademark describes the type of ag replacement parts you can expect to receive from them. Abilene Machine's ag parts are made by people who know what you need and what you expect to meet farm tough challenges. Visit Abilene Machine at abilenemachine.com for 24-hour ordering or call 1-800-255-0337.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. Well, that planting intentions report from the USDA was certainly something, wasn't it? Sobering when you take a look at the potential impact on grain prices. More about that after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at barnesandnoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to maxarmstrongbook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's maxarmstrongbook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, maxarmstrongbook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, maxarmstrongbook.com.
I'm not sure what the magic age is when you are deemed to have wisdom. I'm sure there are people who know me who say I'm still not there and I'm running out of time. But our guest today certainly is a wise person. His name is Steve Barr. He's with Osborne and Barr Ad Agency, based in St. Louis, also has an office in Kansas City. And for the last 40 years, he has been involved in agriculture marketing. And in the wake of that sobering planting intentions report from the USDA recently, which indicated if we have good weather and good yields, we're going to have a lot more grain to deal with, which could push prices even lower. Steve Barr says he has seen these cycles before.
Having been in the ag marketing business since 1973, you definitely see cycles, and this is not a pretty one with grain prices where they're at, but things always improve. You can't predict the weather globally, and we're going to assume we're at the bottom of the price range for corn, beans, and wheat, and hoping for upside from here. But a lot depends on the weather, as you know, and politics and everything else going on. So it's an interesting cycle we're in.
The good news from Steve Barr is that he's gotten some information from the farm equipment sector that we may be bottoming out.
I was involved in the farm equipment dealership business, and I think it is bottoming out. I think things look very positive from here on, and again, we assume some decent things will happen on the weather side, demand side, I hope. I think supply side, I think we're going to produce a lot of grain again this year if weather cooperates. So, we are in a trough. I think there's nowhere to go but up from here, hopefully, and it's going to be good, I think, in a year or two.
As to whether this sag in the farm economy is taking its toll on both research and development and also on the brilliant young minds who might decide to go into another industry rather than agriculture, Steve says he's hopeful.
I don't sense any decline in interest and budgets for research. I think people are looking ahead and see the future of ag and, increased productivity, sustainability. So I don't see any downturn in spending on research at all. And I think as far as people coming into the industry, I think with the data plays going on, climate would be one example. I think there's even more interest in agriculture as a career, profession, and business. Lots of interest from Silicon Valley. And I think it's good. I think everything's good. There's more interest in ag now than I think there ever has been.
The wisdom of Steve Barr of Osborne & Barr Ad Agency in St. Louis and Kansas City. Back after this.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with hybrid vigor and great traits, call Leuenberger. He has 28 head of yearling to two-year-olds available for immediate pickup or delivery. These feature calving ease and are ripe for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Leuenberger at Waterville today. Cell phone 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Early consignment listings for the sale today. 6 black bred cows, 3 to 5 years old. Bred white faced bull will calve soon. 1 white family running age with a white faced calf. 15 Holstein steers weigh 7 to 8. 40 Jersey steers, 5 to 7. 74 Red Angus, Gelby, white faced cross steers, 7.50 to 8. 50 heifers, same as previous, 7 to 7.50. 36 black steers, 8.50. 85 black and white faced steers, 5 to 6.50. 20 black and white faced heifers, 5.50 to 6. 12 black and red steers, 7.50. 30 black steers, 4.50 to 6. 49 black and white faced steers, 5 to 7. 10 weighing 7 to 8. 12 weighing 5 to 6. 125 black and red heifers, 7.50 to 8. 50 black and red steers, 4.50 to 5.75. 50 black steers, 8.50. 30 black steers, 5 to 6. 54 red Angus steers, shorthorn cross steers, 6 to 8. 10 black steers, 5 to 5.50. 10 weighing 800. 25 black and red steers, 6.25 to 8. 80 black steers, 4 to 5.50. 16 black and red and Charolais steers, 900 pounds. 25 black steers, 4.50 to 6. 64 black heifers, 9.25 to 9.75. 8 black steers, 4 to 6. 12 weighing 400 pounds. 11 black red steers, 4 to 6. 11 white faced steers, 5 to 6. 6 black steers, 600 pounds. 18 weighing 7.50. 15 weighing 5.50 to 6.50. 15 black steers, 5 to 6. 10 black heifers weighing at 900 pounds. 18 black and red steers, heifers weigh 7.50. Those early consignments are online at Beatrice77.net. And a reminder of a special cow-calf, bred heifer, and bred cow auction Thursday, April 21st, beginning 11 a.m. Contact Beatrice77 Livestock for details. 7:32 from KNDY, shower south, but nothing up north, indicating some activity south of I-70 on radar. Nothing up here, though, in the Northland. It's 38 degrees.
Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Stephanie Austin. Sadly, a former University of Kansas running back who had been missing for a week has been found dead in a secluded area in central Missouri. Maurice County Sheriff Chris Heitman said the 24-year-old Brandon Bourbon's body was found Friday afternoon about 80 miles west of his hometown of Pelosi. He says that Bourbon killed himself but did not provide additional details. Bourbon played football for Kansas until 2014 and transferred to Washburn for the 2015 season. Speedy pinch runner Terrence Gore streaked home on a wild pitch with two outs in the 10th inning, scoring with a head-first slide to lift the Kansas City Royals over the winless Minnesota Twins 4-3 yesterday. The World Series champion Royals rallied for two runs in the ninth and dropped the Twins. This is Minnesota's worst start since the Washington Senators moved to the Twin Cities in 1961. That's sports. I'm Stephanie Austin.
With the cost of fuel these days, if you depend on a diesel engine in any capacity, the economy of running that engine is important. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas specializes in maximizing the fuel economy of diesel engines. Over-the-road drivers, you know how adding more mileage per gallon means you're also adding to your bottom line. For the long haul, MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. Exit 46 off I-135, 800-835-0069.
We take care of animals because that's our job, because that's what's right. That's just the first thing that we think of when we get up in the morning. What do the animals need? People need to know that we do everything we can to produce a healthy and safe product. My family has raised livestock since 1882. If they weren't doing things right, we wouldn't survive as long as we have.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
Speedy pinch runner Terrence Gore streaked home on a wild pitch with two outs in the 10th inning, scoring a head-first slide to lift the Kansas City Royals over the winless Minnesota Twins 4-3 yesterday. The World Series champions Royals rallied for two runs in the ninth to tie it, then dropped the Twins to 0-6. This is Minnesota's worst start since the Washington Senators moved to the Twin Cities in 1961. May retired the next two batters and issued a walk. With a 1-2 count on Lorenzo Cain, May threw a breaking ball that bounced off catcher John Ryan Murphy's chest protector and skittered off to the right side of the plate. Gore beat Murphy's throw to May covering the plate. May slammed down his hand in frustration after Gore scored. In the Masters, England's Danny Willett capitalized on an astonishing collapse by defending champion Jordan Spieth to win the 80th Masters after a dramatic final afternoon at Augusta National. That's your sports report. I'm Stephanie Austin.